Today's Words of Wisdom, the True Meaning of Baptism, will be presented in Spanish and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Olaxis or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Thai, Turkish, Urdu, and Spanish. Mejor conocida como el Puente del Mundo, la República de Panamá es el país más meridional de América Central. Situado en un istmo, Panamá es una nación transcontinental que conecta América del Norte y América del Sur. Con un nombre que significa abundancia de peces y mariposas, las modernas ciudades de Panamá están situadas en medio de la belleza de la naturaleza. Entre estos lugares históricos se encuentra la fortaleza de Portobelo, un área protegida llena de bosques y vida marina, la fortaleza de San Lorenzo y el antiguo sitio arqueológico de Panamá. Los panameños son amistosos, bondadosos y espirituales. Su profundo y sincero deseo de conocer a Dios y de retornar a su tierno abrazo conmovió el compasivo corazón de la Maestra Suprema Chin Hai. Por ende, ella aceptó sus invitaciones en varias oportunidades para visitar su país. En tales ocasiones, la Maestra Suprema Chin Hai compartió su sabiduría y el método Kuan Yin con sinceros buscadores de la verdad. Ahora les invitamos a escuchar la conferencia titulada El verdadero significado del bautismo, ofrecida por la Maestra Suprema Chin Hai el 30 de noviembre de 1989 en esta hermosa y espiritual nación, Panamá.
Supreme Master Chin Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
If you read the Bible again,
si ustedes vuelven a leer la Biblia,
maybe it was in Leviticus.
Tal vez fue en
well,
el Levítico.
Offering and sin offering.
Es en el libro del Levítico donde se habla de todas las ofrendas.
We saw the mode of offering to the Lord.
Tenemos en todas las lo que se hacía para ofrendar al Señor.
It is truly too barbarous for any intelligent modern man to accept.
Y esto, aceptar, esto es demasiado bárbaro para cualquier persona inteligente, para que cualquier persona inteligente lo acepte.
If we can just sin and then confess and then make an offering and our sin will be washed away, then it is too good.
Si nosotros simplemente podemos ir, pecar y entonces después confesar y después hacer una ofrenda y ya quedar limpios, pues esto es demasiado bueno.
Then the law of as you sow, so shall you reap will be a blasphemy, no? This is not true then.
Entonces, la ley según la cual así como sembráis, así recogeréis, no sería verdad, sería una blasfemia.
So, I think the more logical way to wash away our sin.
Así es que yo pienso que la manera más lógica de lavar nuestros pecados
is this like Jesus has proposed?
Fue la manera que Jesús propuso.
Through repentance.
A través del arrepentimiento.
And through baptism.
Y a través del bautizo.
True baptism is what brings you in connection with the Lord.
El verdadero bautizo es lo que nos pone en contacto con Dios.
Which you may see the light, you may hear his voice, you may feel his love and protection.
Es el bautizo que los hará ver su luz, escuchar su sonido y sentir su amor y protección.
Otherwise, we just rely on outer things.
De otra manera, simplemente nosotros estamos confiando en cosas exteriores.
And we do not know the real cause of our suffering.
Y entonces no comprendemos las causas verdaderas de nuestro sufrimiento.
I think it's against the very law that the Lord has laid down. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not covet of people's properties and wife, etc.
Porque esto va en contra directa de la ley que el Señor dio, que es no matarás, no robarás, no tomarás la propiedad ni la mujer de tu prójimo, etc.
So how can the Lord justify himself?
Así es que cómo podría el Señor justificarlo.
With all the burnt offerings and sin offerings.
Con todas estas ofrendas.
This is not the Lord who made this law.
No fue el Señor el que hizo esta ley.
People through ignorance and blasphemy threw mud at the Lord.
Las personas son las que hicieron esta ley y han blasfemado.
And make him look like a monster.
Y han hecho aparecer a Dios como un monstruo.
And this is terrible sin.
Y esto es un terrible pecado.
More than any other sin is to blacken the name of the Lord in any actions or any words.
Más que cualquier otro pecado, el pecado más terrible es ensuciar el nombre del Señor, ya sea de palabra o de hecho.
And they call that religion.
Y ellos llaman a eso religión.
They call that virtues.
Ellos llaman a eso virtud.
How can it be?
¿Cómo puede ser?
And they think they can blackmail God with all kind of roast beef and pig and cattle and all kind of material things.
Y entonces pensaron que podían chantajear a Dios con toda clase de roast beef y con toda clase de ofrendas de carne.
Most of these so-called illogical superstition were invented by the priest order.
Muchas de estas ilógicas supersticiones fueron inventadas por las órdenes de sacerdotes
of that time,
de ese tiempo
in order to control people,
para controlar a las personas
and to take advantage of their innocence and ignorance.
Y para sacar partido de los pobres inocentes e ignorantes.
We can see that it's no good for anyone.
Nosotros podemos ver bien que esto no era bueno para nadie.
Because it always kept us in darkness.
Porque siempre nos mantiene en la oscuridad.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat. Because, at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasithigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death. Not killing or destroying, or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities. Because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious. Thus, delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasithigarbha Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing. because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity, meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adalila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
And Jesus always advised people to believe in the great God, the only God, and the most loving and wise God.
Y Jesús siempre le decía a las personas que debían creer en un único, muy amante, todo amor, un Dios todo amor.
He never presented to people such kind of bloodthirsty God and blackmailing God.
Jamás le presentó a las personas a este Dios hambriento y sediento de sangre, a este Dios chantajista.
Jesus also taught people how to recognize the principle, then can rely on themselves.
Y Jesús también le enseñó a las personas a cómo reconocer el principio y cómo poder confiar en sí mismas.
And to practice virtues in order to be nearer to God and to recognize the God within him.
Y les enseñó cómo conducir una vida virtuosa para poder acercarse a Dios y para encontrar a Dios dentro de sí.
Also, through the system of true baptism, he brought a contact with God to the people who follow him.
Y también él, a través del verdadero bautizo, acercó a las personas que lo seguían a Dios.
Of course, he did not give baptism to everyone that came to him.
Por supuesto, él no le dio el bautizo a todos los que venían cerca de él.
But he gave to many.
Pero se lo dio a muchos.
And those who came even not for baptism.
Y algunos que no venían para el bautizo.
receive a great enlightenment and a portion of wisdom through his teaching and his example.
Recibieron una gran iluminación a través de sus palabras y de su ejemplo.
And so at least it continued until this day.
Y así ha continuado hasta este día.
At least somehow people are brought away from superstitions.
Al menos de alguna forma las personas han sido alejadas un poco de la superstición.
Some part of the people.
Alguna parte de las personas.
If we only understand the doctrine of Jesus.
Pero si nosotros solo entendemos la doctrina de Jesucristo.
Or even Buddha.
O de Buda.
And we do not have the inner experience, the inner contact with the almighty power, then it's not much use. It's use, but not much use.
Si nosotros no tenemos el, solo entendemos la doctrina de Jesús, pero no tenemos la experiencia interna, pues esto tiene cierto, sirve de algo, pero no sirve mucho.
Because we do not have the supporting, the sustaining power within us to hold on to the principle and virtues.
Porque nosotros entonces no tenemos el soporte que nos ha de llevar a seguir en la búsqueda del principio y de la virtud.
Otherwise, why should John the Baptist, why should Jesus have to perform the baptism?
De otra manera, entonces, ¿cómo es que Juan el Bautista y Jesús tenían que bautizar?
It should be enough that he just mount in the platform and speak a few words, and that should be enough.
Hubiera sido suficiente que se subieran a una plataforma, dijeran unas cuantas palabras y eso hubiera sido suficiente.
Well, actually, that's enough also.
Bueno, también eso puede ser suficiente.
Because the power of a chosen master is limitless.
Porque el poder de un maestro escogido es ilimitado.
His power is enveloping the whole universe.
Su poder envuelve todo el universo.
And it is sufficient even to believe in a name of such a master to be liberated.
Y es suficiente muchas veces con creer únicamente en el nombre de este maestro para ser liberado.
Suppose that master is alive.
Supongan que este maestro está vivo.
Because then his magnetic field is still around us, it still envelops us.
Porque su campo magnético continúa envolviéndonos.
That's why we have the habit of reciting the name of Jesus or reciting the name of the Buddha.
Es por eso que tenemos la costumbre de seguir recitando el nombre de Jesucristo o el nombre de Buda.
Because this is transmitted from the ancient times when the master was still alive.
Porque esto nos ha sido transmitido desde los tiempos antiguos en que el maestro estaba vivo.
Because when the master was alive, is it sufficient to believe in him to be liberated, to get blessing and curing of any kind of body, speech and mind disease?
Porque cuando un maestro está vivo, es suficiente con creer únicamente, incluso en su nombre, para ser completa.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Ha sido un placer contar con su gentil compañía para el episodio de hoy de Palabras de Sabiduría. Acompáñenos el viernes para la tercera parte de El Verdadero Significado del Bautismo. A continuación, Modelos de Éxito. Después de Noticias de Interés. Por favor, siga con nosotros en Supreme Master Television. Con la gracia del cielo, que su vida florezca con mucha alegría y amorosa bondad. It has been a pleasure to have your gentle company for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Join us again on Friday for part 3 of The True Meaning of Baptism. Models of Success is up next after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. With heaven's grace, may your life flourish with much joy and loving kindness.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.